you are relying on a country that, A, hates you. You know, well, we don't like America, but we take our money. Like, that's not something that works. But people are looking at the bear shelves Biden as a hashtag when they should be seeing it as a warning. Like, hey, you need to get your stuff in order. That's right. If a chain is broken, think about that. A junk bond with a great point. If you think of a chain, an actual chain, and you break it, you can't exactly, like, maybe if you get some Gorilla Glue, you can kind of patch it together, but that thing will never be as strong. When my dad was a carpenter, and we used to build things, he hated when the guys he subcontracted to used broken 2x4s to kind of fill in gaps. He's like, you never use a broken 2x4, even if you super glue together, if you kind of fix it. Once a 2x4 or any piece of wood is broken, even if it's mended, it will never have the same strength as it had before. Same thing with the supply chain, you could probably say. Or just a chain in general. You break a chain, you can't fix it. You can clang it together all you want. It's not going to just magically fix itself. And people need to realize that, but Americans can't realize that. And so I sit here and I look at people hashtagging and tweeting and thinking they're burning the Biden and the two scoops in the regime, when it's really like you're playing yourself, because instead of tweeting about it, I don't know, maybe you should go buy some chickens or some cows or some goats, or go to Catholicism.org and download Sister Maria Phyllis. I know I messed up the word. I'm sorry, sister. Her talk from the St. Benedict Center in 2021 about how she developed her journey to becoming a farmer and wrangling pigs and how much meat you can get from rabbits. That's what you should be doing. 73K5 Blazer. You just donated $273. Thank you. Thank you very much, my friend. You are awesome, because you always are awesome. So thank you guys for your incredible donations so far. Anybody else want to be awesome? You can throw some money in the pocketbook at crusadechannel.com/chat. But people used to talk about this, and I did too, as a prepper and Homeland Security. Everybody used to be like, oh, the just-in-time system. Yeah, well, guess what happens when you messed up a system that's entire existence is called just-in-time. It's not, here's food for enough to get you through an issue. It's called just-in-time. None of that works. It doesn't work when your whole system is based on just-in-time. Like, it barely gets there. So when I see the bare shelves Biden thing, it's just more American laziness, American foolishness, American optimism bias. Like, oh, we'll be fine. Don't worry about it. We'll get it. You know, once we get our boys back in, because we always have to listen to that. You got Glenn Beck now on Tucker talking about the Great Reset. Hey, Glenn, thanks for being the last one here, but the loudest, so everybody thinks you're correct. Talking about the Great Reset. Oh, all right, Glenn. You know what? Go back and blaze over there, buddy. But you have to break out of that American optimism bias. Does that mean you're a miser? No, but it means you should be listening to Free Farm Friday. It means you should be getting on to the idea of, what can I grow in my house? What do my neighbors produce? How can I get solidarity within my community? That's what you need to be looking at. But no, too many people are trying to get those sweet, sweet reclicks and likes by saying, oh, look, bear shelves Biden. Oh, look. Yeah, this is not a function of two scoops. This is not a function of two scoops. This is a function of a regime that's intent to kill as many of us as possible, because they really think it's our fault that, like, I don't know, the earth is warming or something, whatever they want, whatever nutso thing they're thinking about today, while they fly around in private jets and sit on yachts that are bigger than the state of Rhode Island. All right, we're going to go to the American conservative. I just want to cover a little bit of the bear shelves Biden thing before that. Two scoops. He says he supports changing the filibuster. Not a shock. That's because Jill told him to say that. Two scoops confronts a skeptical base as he pushes voting rights, quote unquote, in Georgia. If Stacey Abrams, you know, the queen of Georgia, cannot pull herself away from the McDonald's drive-thru, which, yes, I did do an, outside of Egg McMuffins, I get it. McDonald's is bad. But if she can't pull herself out of the drive-thru to go stand next to Two Scoops, you got a bigger issue than you think. Her polling must tell her, you need to get away from this man. You need to get away from this man as fast as you can. But remember, we have talked on this program, on the Bear Brief here on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing. It doesn't matter about his polling. It doesn't matter if every Democrat thinks he is radioactive. The only mission that the regime has with old man Biden is what? Is to push all of their magical projects. What I mean is push all their fantasy ideas through. And let him. The agreement's there. They're going to push this through. It's going to screw everything up. But academia is going to cover for him. They're going to make him FDR 2.0. They're going to write as if he's the great savior and all this other stuff. And you'll never hear these clips, these audio clips, when he's like, folks, just go get jabbed, folks. Listen to me. It's okay. Just go. It doesn't matter if you have food. I didn't have food back when I was in Scranton, Ohio. You'll never hear any of that stuff. The point is, they need to get their stuff through. And if they need to take a four-year just absolute slashing, because they know, no, and the Republicans have told you this, the Republicans are not going to repeal or free you of corona nonsense. They want to make sure, they want to ensure that the state stays in power for the entirety of mankind until this whole thing goes away. So they know they can put every fantasy program they want in, and the Republicans are not going to do anything about it. So they will take an absolute pounding in 2022. They'll lose 2024. They'll lose 2028 if you care about federal elections. Because they know that the stuff that he gets in now, barring, I guess it would be a miracle, they will never get repealed. So they're fine with it. Let's see here. Trump mocks Biden over Abrams' absence. Whatever, Trump. I don't care. I'm done with him. I was done with him, what? When we were, Christmas Eve, when he was talking about how people were dying. He was saying it was either him and Jen Psaki were singing from the same hymnal. So I'm done with that. Hot Mike catches Fauci calling the GOP, a GOP senator, a moron. That's because Fauci, you know, as any diva, when any diva is confronted with the truth, they just really can't handle these things. I'm not really upset with him calling anybody a moron. I'm really more upset that he took our Lord's name in vain, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ's name in vain, when he fired that off behind it. Nobody wants to talk about that. That thing really gets me. Let's see. House GOP pushes back after McCarthy pitches stock trade restrictions. Can't stop any of that sweet, sweet money from moving around. And Pelosi is likely to retire after this term, according to House Democrats. You can call it retire. I mean, it's the same way you retire when you take, like, Sparky out behind the barn. Kind of the same thing. I'm not saying she's going to be, you know, they're not going to put two in the back of her head and take her outside. I'm suggesting that she's the same function. Her job, as if you've listened to her lately, we call her Wine Box Nancy, but she's losing it too because she's just old. Sin dulls the intellect. And so both her and Two Scoops and all these people are all dumb, but they're just serving the larger purpose of getting all these fantasy programs pushed through. That's it. And they understand that at this point, once it goes through, once all this stuff is in, they don't need Pelosi. They don't need any of these people. They can quote unquote retire. Talked about, you might have heard this in our Crusade Channel news, Education Secretary Miguel Cardona asked for school board domestic terrorist letter because the federal government hates you and the federal government uses one of their extensions, i.e. the public school system, to enforce that. Shouldn't shock you that the Department of Homeland, the educational secretary, is working with the teachers unions because that's exactly what they do. Senators grill feds over January 6th riot, whatever. Don't care about that. January panel subpoenas Trump Jr.'s advisors and Trump speechwriters. Blah, blah, boring. Experts say pit. Oh, here we go. This one's something Rick Barrett has been calling out as for a while. I always refer to them as the LGBT MAP group. What is MAP? Minor Attractive Persons. They've been throwing this term out for a while. So, the USA Today fired out this tweet the other day. And it's actually something that they're trying to mainstream pedophilia. And it's not called pedophilia to them anymore. It's called minor attractive person. And they have all kinds of excuses. And they have all kinds of quote-unquote expert research. You know, the bane of experts being pushed around, trying to make you think that this stuff is better when it's absolutely not. But when you have this tweet that was fired out this morning by USA Today, was it yesterday? Yeah, it was yesterday that they quickly deleted. Here's what they wrote. When most of the public thinks of pedophilia, they assume it's synonymous with child sexual abuse. That's because it is. But they continued, a pedophile is an adult who is sexually attracted to children. But not all pedophiles abuse kids. And some people who sexually abuse kids are not pedophiles. Yeah. This is where we're at, folks. And this is the slippery slope that people waved when we said, hey, if you let sodomites marry and all this other stuff, what's next? Oh, they'll never come after kids. Until they do, because that's their end goal. The Missouri Senate coming for the children.